South Korea's imposed new sanctions on North Korea in a largely symbolic move. The government said those added were 20 North Korean groups, including several banks and companies and 12 people. The move's largely symbolic because all transactions between the two Koreas have been banned for years. But Seoul is among the first to respond to North Korea's November 29th missile launch with fresh sanctions. The government said it hopes its move will prompt the international community to do likewise. The U.N. ambassador for the U.S. has been urging the world to cut trade and diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. Separately on Monday, South Korea, the U.S., and Japan started two-day missile tracking drills in response to North Korea's missile and nuclear threats.